This month, the Conservative Party is putting forth four candidates, one of whom will assume the role of leadership and could become the next Prime Minister of Canada. And I have one of those candidates with me this morning, Dr. Leslyn Lewis. Good morning. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show. It's a pleasure to be here.
Dr. Lewis, how does it feel that you could be the first Black Prime Minister of Canada? Is it too early to talk about that?
No, I think that's a great question. It's an obvious historic moment, and so I won't deny that. But I think it's also a moment that we remind Canadians that we live in the best country in the world, where everyone has an opportunity to dream, and where someone like myself, a Black woman, can occupy the highest seat in the land. And I want these opportunities to be there for the next generation, and I want the next generation to be able to see me as a beacon of hope and know that we live in the best country in the world, and they can aspire for what I'm also doing.
100%. Absolutely love that. Dr. Lewis, my understanding is your parents were people of faith. How did that shape who you are today?
Well, my mom was a person of very strong faith and a very devout Christian. And my father was, I would describe him as the kindest, non-judgmental person that you'd ever meet. But he didn't regularly go to church. He came with us on special occasions and, you know, if we had a Christmas concert, Christmas, Easter. But my mom, I would say, was the one that, you know, was just very devout. She was a person that carried her Bible everywhere she went. And she raised us to put God first. We were taught the hierarchy of honor, which is, you know, put God first, that your country next, and then your family, and in that specific order. So that's what my parents taught us, and they let us know that once we lived our lives in accordance with those values, that we would always do the best to honor God, our country, and our family.
Leslyn, as a Christian, how will people see you do politics different in Ottawa?
You know, as a person of faith myself, people will see how I conduct myself. You'll see that my campaign was not one that was divisive, that we never attacked people, that we always stuck to the values. And, you know, I see myself as people are going to look at me and say, well, is this how a Christian behaves? And so I always saw myself as an ambassador. And so I made sure that, you know, I communicated a different type of politics, which is, let's focus on the issues, let's focus on what unites the country, let's focus on service to Canadians rather than trying to tear down my opponents and trying to create a politics of fear. I believe we have to do politics differently, and for me it's a kingdom approach because that's who I am, and I think that it resonates with people who are even not of faith because they see decency in what I'm trying to do.
Now, you're a political newcomer, a bit of an unknown, but you are gaining a lot of traction. What is it about your message that Canadian Conservatives are resonating with?
I'm focusing on the values. I'm focusing on addressing issues. I'm not focusing on trying to create fear in people. I have a comprehensive platform that's based on a strong economy, putting Canada first, restoring Canada's respect on the national and international stage, being compassionate towards our most vulnerable, including our elderly, our veterans, our disabled, and not being afraid to tackle difficult issues. Conservatives have told me, and people, not only conservatives, Canadians have told me that they're tired of walking around on eggshells, that they're concerned that they're going to say the wrong things. I want to bring forth issues of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of conscience, and freedom of expression. And I want to focus on upholding our democracy and getting people to understand that it's about the perpetuation of our democracy. Those are the fundamental freedoms that we need to all unite in supporting.
Leslyn, if people would like to know more about your platform, where can they get it?
Well, the best thing to do is go to my website at www.leslynlewis.ca. And there are a number of policies there. But for those who don't want to do the reading, I've done quite a number of videos that incorporates my policies. So you could also go to my YouTube channel, Leslyn Lewis YouTube channel, and you can just watch some of the videos there. Most of them are under 2 minutes, and so it will give you a very quick summary of what my belief system is and what my policies are and my vision for the country.
Love it. We've been on the phone with Dr. Leslyn Lewis. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much. It was a great pleasure, and I look forward to coming back again.